back and we're going to answer your questions from Twitter.
Let's take a look at these.
All right. Since we mentioned him earlier, or you specifically mentioned him earlier, at Leesk on Twitter asks, Dear Kurt, how much cinnamon schnapps is too much?
Oh, boy. It's only too much when the person you're giving it to says it's too much.
Okay. Then he asks, Dear Chris, how much cinnamon schnapps is too much for Kurt? I would say probably any. I don't think you're too much of a fan. I wouldn't think that's what you would pick to drink.
If it's free, though.
Oh, well, in that case, as much as you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll drink turpentine.
No, yeah. I would drink solid objects if I could. I'd drink dirt if it got me drunk.
You could drink mud,
is that
I guess.
What an alcoholic would say?
Yes.
I'd drink dirt absolutely. If it got me drunk.
This has been very revealing for you in ways you didn't intend. Our friend, the Matt Wilson.
I know that guy.
The Matt D. Wilson.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's got to get the D in there.
Yeah, that's right. Because the D stands for.
Is that what you're?
Well, I think that's what everyone assumes.
No.
He asked, Kurt, if you could watch the same movie every night for a year, what would it be?
Oh, boy. All right, well, there's like the practical part of me that thinks I would watch a really short movie, but then
one of the redeeming qualities of Mortal Kombat Annihilation is that it's only like an hour and 20 minutes.
All right. It goes pretty quick.
After a while. Compared to if it were longer.
Right.
If it were an hour and 45 minutes.
All right, then I try to think what movie could I watch that I would enjoy every night for a year. I don't know if that's any movie at all.
It's not about enjoying it. He just said what – he said if you could watch the same movie every night for a year. I think it should be if you had to watch.
Oh, man, it would probably be some movie that would teach me something over the course of it. Like I would watch like Kindergarten Cop in French or something.
That's not bad.
So I'd learn French.
Yeah.
I'd learn how to say, like, it's not a tumor in French after a while.
Yeah. There have been a number of nights where I have watched Mortal Kombat with the Spanish subtitles on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just to mix it up and try to see, like... Yeah.
Figure something out.
Yeah. So you don't have a specific movie? He wants a name. The listeners are going to want to know what the movie would be. Can go out and... You know, get their copy and then feel like they're living the Kurt Franklin life.
Troll 2.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that the riff tracks of that was the first riff tracks we ever watched together.
Yeah, that was a good one. Lotax did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Twitter user at Sequential Matt, who we know.
Oh, yeah. Matty Diggs.
I still feel
bad about he slept in the car that one time. Remember that?
When we were in
San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at that bar and like somebody forgot about him and he ended up sleeping in his car. And like, I think he had texted us and then we just didn't see it till the next day. I still think about that. I hold on to guilt. That's something that people don't know about me.
Yeah, I would say that's something I wouldn't think about you.
I still think about that. Matt, if you're out there, I'm sorry we let you sleep in that car that night.
He clearly is out there. He's asking the question. So.
Well, I thought he was dead.
Oh, no. He says, that Control-Alt-Delete Iron Man gag still kills me in hindsight. What, if anything, do you remember the comic he's talking about? It's okay if you don't, because I can tell you. I do remember this one.
Okay, tell me.
Well, and you have to...
Oh, where he hits it with his dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it's three panels of Captain America looking at Iron Man.
Yes, I do remember this now.
And he's like, hold on, just give me a second. And you see, like, Control-Alt, and then the delete comes down from his crutch. And he's like, all right, I'm good to go. that's what we used to spend our lives doing.
Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets. Absolutely. But he said, interestingly enough, his question is, in hindsight, what, if anything, would you do differently with LBFA? I would try to be better at drawing.
Nah, that was never our problem.
Well, I don't think we necessarily had problems. I'm just saying, like, when I look back, anytime I look back at old strips, there are ones where I you know, that's not a joke answer. It's really like, that's the thing that sticks out to me is I was like, man, if I could just go back and redraw this, I think I could do it so much better. Or it's like, I'll see that there was something, if I could just fix that, I would fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, I don't think, Lucas.
Yeah. Dude, you've always been such an excellent artist. I wouldn't worry about that.
He's rolling his eyes.
No, I was looking at the ceiling because I'm thinking.
No, I'm joking. You didn't even look like you were rolling your eyes. I was making a joke for the listener's sake.
Right. You didn't want to get too much. You didn't get too full of yourself.
Yeah. Well, no chance of that.
What would I do differently?
I mean, and maybe it's nothing, but, you know, if there's, what does anything jump out to you?
I would, maybe we should have.
Talk to Shane George more.
I still think about Shane coming back a lot. I want to bring Shane back. I want to get back in touch with him. I still talk to him.
But it's way more just scattershot when you talk to him.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on in his life, and we still talk about comics sometimes. And he talks about coming back, but it's just got to be the right venue.
His grandma was sick, right?
Well, she passed away.
Oh.
Not to get too sad.
That sucks.
Yeah, his dog is a big part of his life right now. But hey, he's good. It happened, and then he buried her at sea, so it's all good.
Okay. International
waters because of how she wanted to go out, but I won't get into that because the cops are listening.
Yeah, that's why I tape over my webcam.
Like Zuckerberg. I don't know. What was the question?
What would we have done differently? In hindsight, what would you do? Is there anything you would do differently about LBFA? I think a lot of people are kind of curious about that.
I think I would have made, well, and when I say I mean we, because it wasn't just my decisions. It was, some of the stuff was just my decisions, but, you know, that goes with any collaborative effort.
Yeah.
I think I would have tried to differentiate it more, make it more about stuff where it wasn't just about comics quite so much, which we did a few things that weren't, but.
Well, yeah, and I feel like you were always kind of had that sort of itch to do. We experimented with that some.
Yeah.
But then, like, I feel like a lot of times when that either something would happen or we're like, well, we got to say something about this. Or, you know, when you're sort of, you feel like that deadline is looming,
right.
You go, before I try to bare my soul about something, is there something else that's going on that I could do one about real quick?
Yeah.
Before I dredge all this up to try to, you know, or try to get into something. You know, sort of more, it's going to be more of a challenge to kind of get through or to figure out or, and sometimes you just like, well, I feel like, you know, I sat there and watched you sometimes go like, all right, comic. And then, you know, we'd kind of, you know, like we'd be sitting around for a while or it's like, you know, we're getting closer and hadn't come up. We talked about some stuff or, you know, nothing had come up. And then just all of a sudden you'd go, all right, comic. Okay. Panel one. This, panel two, this, and then, panel three, this, and it would be something hilarious. And part of me would be like furious that you had come up with it so effortlessly at the last second,
yeah,
you know, or something where I would go like, how do you, and it, or that I would be like, man, that's hilarious. And it's the kind of thing I know I would never, ever have thought of. So, yeah. But I mean, I felt like you always kind of had that. There were those places where you were like, I want to get into this, you know, like stuff with, especially like with the Mr. Fahrenheit Jr. and enthusiast characters. That was always kind of, it seemed like you were kind of wanting to push them more that way.
Right. Yeah. And you saw it all. I had like all these notes about like the universe and all that kind of crap. And it was cool. And
every time, you know, anything with this comes up, I always tell you, it's like, you know, I would love to do something with any of that. Like anytime there's just like a random thought or like some big news story, you know, there's been so many times where I've gone like, you got anything for this? What do you think? You want to just do something, you know, just for fun. I mean, not for any, you know, not for any like, oh, let's get the band back together and go on tour. But just sometimes like, man, this seems so perfect for the kind of thing that like, we would have had something to say about it.
Honestly, I felt after a while that some of the stuff in the comics industry, and this is going to sound maybe a little arrogant or whatever, it wasn't worth our time and our talent. Because, like, after a while, it felt that we were just kind of making jokes about DC a lot. I mean, it's
no,
true.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, we were making jokes about the same stuff. Like, this is real dumb, this thing that DC did. And, yeah. You know, every once in a while it'd be a Marvel thing, but... And after a point, I just kind of felt like...
Why am I giving them this?
Right. Well, we know this is dumb. The audience knows this is dumb. But in a way, we're kind of like advertising for them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I knew that. I'm saying yeah because I knew that was how you were feeling about some of that.
Yeah, and it was just like, why are we doing this? Like, I mean, it still might be funny, but it's not making me feel better about it. I don't know. And if we had been making more money off of it, then definitely I would still be like, let's be friends again. It's still around. You know? But it was just like... Man, it was just, it got harder and harder to do. And I had a lot of personal stuff too that made it difficult to want to keep going on, which is like a whole other.
Yeah.
You should play the sad music now.
Yeah, it's going to start playing that music underneath.
Yeah, the Oprah music.
Yeah. Okay. So Twitter user at Pedro Valor.
Hey, Pedro.
Says pills.
They exist. I need some, man. I got dick issues. Like Joe Martini would say, I got more dick issues than Spider-Man.
Should say I got more,
leave the dick part out.
I got more dick issues than Nightwing.
Oh man, I got it. All right, next question.
You've clearly lost some of your comic.
Oh, are you comic shaming me? I know more about comics.
At the Comics Kid 2099 asks.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm into this.
Yeah, already. What is each of your favorite and least favorite strips from LBFA?
Well, my favorite would probably be because it was one of the rare times where I felt like we actually said something about something that was real and had it in kind of a comics book context was the Miles Morales Trayvon one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to pretend like we... got anywhere close to like conveying the seriousness and the effed upness of that situation.
The fact,
but we got close enough that I think that's about as close as any artist can get to. This is this might sound like I'm patting us on the back, but I feel like that was where I thought that was a good one.
That's we did something I felt like with that one,
and it meant something to people. And
like, exactly, I was gonna say that was one where we did. It's like. I don't think I could ever underplay how much it meant to me when people would say like your comic really made me laugh. I love your comic. It like I always look forward to it. It makes me laugh. Like because even if that's all you're doing is just kind of making people laugh and you do something that kind of brightens their day for just like a few seconds, it's like, man,
yeah,
that's a cool thing to have the ability to do and to know that like there are people who appreciate this. But when we I couldn't possibly overstate how much that meant to me when people would say stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when we did ones, and we had a couple, you know, like that one, the one with the kid reading Spider-Man in 1963, and then the kid reading
the other Miles Morales one.
Yeah. And it's like,
cool. Yeah.
You know, like, and it was, you know, who is he? And they're just,
right.
You were there.
It said why... It was important to people,
yeah. And but with that one and like with that Miles Morales one about with the Trayvon thing, some of the emails and stuff we got from people where they were talking about like somebody sent us an email and they were like, I showed this to my class, and they were like, and then we had this whole discussion about what some of the stuff means, and it really kind of, you know, you could tell it did more. It did something. It did more than just like, oh, this just made somebody laugh. It's like, this helped someone understand something, or this helped someone feel some kind of way about something. You know, any of those. Well, you know, and there were the ones where it's like you could tell there was something personal in our lives in them.
Right.
And even if people didn't know what was really going on with us, you could feel it. And it's like anything that somebody could like, oh, that speaks to me on a level besides. Yeah. But then there's also, we had Sub-Zero tear Lois Lane's head off.
That was pretty cool. That was a good one.
That one was great because
I still like Bond. Words Bond.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like that one. That was a good one.
No, hey.
Don't get mad at me.
Absolutely. Well, did you see where somebody was like, somebody tweeted the other day when they were talking about like possible new Bonds. Somebody was like, somebody tweeted that and said something like, every conversation about a new Bond should include this or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly,
I will say this. I don't think you would expect this one. My favorite strip that we did that I think I sent you a script that was very challenging and that you did it and it turned out awesome was the one that was like the Harvey Kurtzman NASCAR strip. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I absolutely remember that one.
That one was awesome.
Challenging is
because
right.
It was really ambitious.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I love Harvey Kurtzman. I love Mad Magazine.
That's one of those ones that's one of the first ones I think of when I think of ones where it's like, I wish I'd had more time on this.
But no, it turned out awesome. And I mean, I don't even remember what it was about.
It was about NASCAR Heroes No. 3 was getting nominated for Eisner or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, and the whole the scuttlebutt about it was that like, they had basically kind of broken the nomination process. Yeah. Right. Like they had kind of, they were saying, it's kind of like people were saying they kind of gamed the system.
Right.
And then, but the whole thing was that it won the award and then NASCAR driver busts through and it launches out, but it was all very Mad Magazine-esque.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember it looked incredible and you like nailed it. It was awesome.
Well,
like, cause if you look at those old Mad Magazines,
which it
looked like it. Cause it wasn't the typical 3-panel thing.
Yeah. It was a whole different man. Yeah.
That was another thing is like our audience for what we were trying to do and like the stuff we were talking about was so specific. Like we were like people who know the intricacies of the Harvey Awards.
Right.
Plus, I mean, it was like maybe like maximum, 200 people. Well,
but that was the thing I thought was great is like that so many, there were times where our jokes that I was proud of with this. I mean, and most of the time this was all was like, there would be times where it's like you could get our jokes without having any idea necessarily what the comic thing in particular we were talking about was.
Yeah.
And the only reason I feel comfortable, because I'm certainly not going to be the guy to like pat myself on the back about this kind of thing. And the only reason I feel comfortable saying that is because so often with those, I feel like it was 100% because your writing got to something perfectly where it worked on both of those levels where you could just go like, as long as my art can like kind of try to keep up, people would get it and it would be funny. But if you knew specifically like, oh, that's about this particular Rob Liefeld drawing, it's even funnier to you, or it feels so specifically for you if you're one of those people who's going to get it on that level.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what my favorite one would be. I think that it would have to be one where I felt like the joke worked really well and I can look at the art and not feel awful about it.
Yeah.
One of the ones I think of is that one where it's a, and usually I feel like that kind of came across in the Enthusiast and Mr. Fahrenheit stuff.
Yeah.
Was that one where, well, oh, wait. It's got to be the ones Ghost Rider screaming, where are my dick pills? And he's peeing fire. And then the second panel is just us high-fiving.
I thought you were going to say the one where Kurt is Ghost Rider-ing the whip.
Well, see, that's one where I would fix the art on it. But, that's hilarious to me. That comic itself is just like you pour in that lighter fluid.
I'm Ghost Rider.
Are you sure that's what it's called?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. And then I did like in that last panel where I loved every time we were doing a strip. And it would be about something that then you had to explain to me. Like every time you were like with Ghost Riding the Whip, and I had no idea what that was.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, watch these videos. I'm like, oh, all
right. Man, if we were still doing comics right now, we would be on like month 4 or like three or four right now of Harambe comics. I'm not even joking. Yeah, it would be just Harambe constantly.
That made me laugh.
Gorilla Grodd, Harambe.
Yeah, like. That made me laugh so hard when you sent me that text. Where you were like, if we were still doing LBFA, this would be a month of nothing but Harambe comics.
I'm serious. We do Harambe.
Do a Harambe comic right now.
I just did one. Gorilla Grodd, Harambe. The Flash put Gorilla Grodd in the, what's the DC jail?
Iron Heights.
Yeah, and then
that's where Flash takes people.
And then Damien falls in. And then Bruce Wayne's like, I guess I gotta pull my gun out. I don't know. That's just off the top of the dome. You know?
Yeah. Well, the one
and
I was
then Gorilla Grodd's like, damn, Harambe. I get your feel.
The one I was gonna say about that was a Mr. Fahrenheit and Enthusiast one was that one where I think Enthusiast is sitting there and Mr. Fahrenheit comes in with like a Chick-fil-A cup drinking. He's like, mm-hmm. Yo, did you see that part on Game of Thrones last night where he chops that dude's horse's head off or something like that? And then it's like, whoa, I haven't read it yet. And he's like, that's not a spoiler. It's just a horse. It doesn't matter. And then the third panel was like infinite secret super civil crisis. Like that's how the thing.
I don't even remember that.
Don't worry about it.
I remember the Chick-fil-A cup.
Well, that got put in a lot of stuff because that was a real big part of your life at the time.
Well, no, it was like a detail that I wanted in there because it, like, I don't remember exactly why, but it was like specifically.
That wasn't the one where you specifically put it in, though.
There was
one
where
of the earlier ones.
The enthusiast was meditating.
Yeah, asleep, and you wanted to put it.
It was part of his character, but like for the Mr. Fahrenheit put it on his head or whatever.
That's not where he put it.
Oh, on his dong?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was like a, because it brought out the dichotomy in the two characters.
Yeah. Oh, man, I loved those ones where we were sort of explaining their origins, where it was going back and forth, and it was like you were learning about like the different schools that Mr. Fahrenheit right. had gone to, where yeah. he was like at Hogwarts and stuff, and then you were finding out like.
Right, because Mr. Fahrenheit went to schools in every dimension, like the best schools.
I hate that like we never got to really
we
get
still
into.
Could.
Well, hey, you know I'm around.
Yeah, man.
You've got all my information.
He spent a semester at Hogwarts. He was at the school in Robin Williams.
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. Yeah. He was in every cool school you can think of.
Well, but it was like
his dad sent him to a school there.
Yeah. And what it was like, you know, when we did the thing where it was like, then the explaining the origin on the enthusiast was like that, like a enthusiast fan, like you're watching her video blog talking about, and it was like the thing where he got shocked on stage with Van Halen,
right?
But I was just gonna say, it's like, man, I hate that you had so much more backstory and stuff with those characters planned out that people never even got to scratch the surface on. Like the comics that we did never got into all the stuff that you had told me. Or some of the things you'd show me where it was like, okay, I think this is how this is going to be, and this is what.
There were a couple strips that there were like biblical references in that nobody ever got.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody ever got. I say that not like everybody should have gotten them because there were like not that many people
also,
reading
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there was a point. Hey, man.
Yeah, we did all right. We did all right.
We did pretty. I think we did pretty well.
I just feel like we got to walk the line of like, you know.
No, yeah, not being too self-congratulatory. Right. Well, I'm treating this like I'm never going to see you again. Like,
oh my god!
Like you're just gonna.
I'm moving to New York City. It's like it's not like I'm moving to. I don't know, Iceland or something.
I know what happens when people move away, Kurt. I know what happens with people who I have spent time building a friendship and working relationship. Do when they move away.
Mm-hmm.
People hate me.
Nobody hates you. Nobody should hate anybody. If anybody hates anybody, it's a waste of their time.
Well, I guess we solved that. Yeah. Kurt Franklin has decreed it. Hatred has ended.
Hatred's a waste of your time. Says Kurt.
@Coltrag asks us, who has the best abs?
Oh man, at this
point,
just
in Earth,
I've been eating like garbage the last couple weeks. So I bet you have better abs than I do.
No, I've been eating like garbage the past couple years.
So I had good abs for a little bit, but
yeah, there was
anymore.
A point where you were looking like you'd really been you've been running and biking, doing them things.
Yeah, but I'm at that point where I'm moving, so I'm like, this might be the last meal, so I gotta eat. Like, oh, I'll get the mac and cheese.
At Stephen Ray Garza says,
"What's up, Stephen Ray?"
Says, "No question, just thanks for Let's Be Friends Again. All the best and wherever life takes you guys."
Well, thanks for reading it, and thanks for being interested in us, and I hope your life is okay,
yeah.
Stephen Ray.
Stephen, I hope it is. Thank you for all of your contributions to... He's the one who sent me the VHS copy of Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Well, should you thank him for that?
I definitely do. I very much appreciate him giving me an opportunity to not have to watch it the exact same way every time. At Coltrek also asked, is the Harry Lasagna Challenge still active?
Yep.
All until one or both of us dies.
Could you put in like a yep? Nope. Yep. You know that song.
No.
Oh, dang. Oh, man.
I'm all sorry. Right.
All right. We'll have to get
see, this is what happens when we don't hang out enough. I don't know about the things that.
The cool music?
Yeah. All right, Luke. This has got to be your last one.
No, Luke gets as many as he
all
wants.
Right. Is it true that Let's Be Friends Again ended because Spam Ultron changed all the passwords?
Yeah, Spam Ultron. Still going, by the way.
Still going.
BT Dubs.
There's definitely...
I still follow Spam Ultron.
And there's still times where no other picture response will work besides...
Spam Ultron.
That Spam Ultron thing with Fry. Like, not sure if Sirius or Spam Ultron.
I still get, like, emails where it's like, do you want to... It's WordPress saying...
Do you want to approve this comment?
Do you want to approve this comment on your Let's Be Friends Again strip from 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Where it's like, do you want a Russian bride?
Yeah, like, approve.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a legit comment.
There's, speaking of this, Luke, I just think this is a funny story. Not too long ago, it was a couple months ago or something, Kurt sent me, just out of nowhere, sent me an email that was just a script. As though... Like, it was just the exact same kind of formatting and setup as though, like, we'd never missed a beat. Just out of nowhere, you sent me a script for a thing. And I actually started drawing it, and I just never got to finish it. And I was kind of like, oh, it felt like the moment kind of passed, where it's like, if I finish this up, it won't be as funny as if I had gotten it done quicker. And we were talking about it, and, like, I texted you, and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, you know, I said something about it. And you were like, did you really draw that? And I was like, I've started on it. And I was like, do you remember how to post things to the site? And you're like, no. And I was like, I don't either. And
I still pay for it.
Yeah. Like, well, and I was just, which, thank you, by the way. But it was that thing of like, we realized we could have a potential strip, but it was hilarious to me that neither of us had any idea how to get it on the damn site anymore.
Right.
And it was just like, and you just like, I don't know, just put it on Tumblr or something.
There's got to be easier ways to do it nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get like, if we ever do it again, we'll do like, what's the Squarespace or something? That's what this podcast brought to you by Squarespace.
By yeah. This was the only podcast not brought to you by Squarespace until this episode.
Right now. Also Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries, yeah. Oh man. Casper Mattresses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
right. Audible. Twitter user at Green Clock asks,
what's your real name, Green Clock?
Christopher Birnbaum.
Oh. Okay.
He's got it right there.
Asked and answered.
He said, what was your favorite Lego playset growing up?
I didn't have a playset. Well, wait, I did.
I mostly just had like loose.
I had like a city playset where it was like just like a cop or something.
Yeah, I mostly just had like the thing where it was just a big bucket of Legos, and they were like,
yeah, dude. We might be older than him.
Yeah. Oh wait, I did have no. I had one like knight thing. Speaking of Warcraft,
I never had a knight.
It was like
guy.
Knights, and you know, it was like a little stronghold. It wasn't a castle. It was like just a little, you know. And he says, I don't understand what this means. But what?
Hmm?
Best. Okay, I'm just going to skip to this part.
Just say it. What?
It says best Arch or Spider-Man. What does that mean?
Best Arch
or what? Spider-Man, and then toy you always wanted but never got. For me, I don't know if this is a thing I always wanted and never got. Like, it was like the toy itself was such a big deal, but I'll just never forget this. Is there was this one vehicle from? Did you ever watch Silverhawks?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough. So there was this vehicle from the bad guy on Silverhawks, and it was like a space robot octopus that he flew around in.
All right. Sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
I'd just never seen it before. And then all of a sudden, one time, Peggy and I were at Toys R Us or something, and they had it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, my God. It wasn't like it was real expensive or whatever. It was just – but I was just freaking out about it. And the toy itself is not what matters, but it's what's funny is that I remember this so clearly because she wouldn't get it for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, I will never forget this.
Yeah.
I said that like as a little kid.
Yeah.
I said, like, I will never forget this. And I haven't ever forgotten it.
There was a point where I was trying to convince my mom to buy me a video game. Mm-hmm. And I told her, this is the only video game I'll ever need. From now on.
What? Do you know what game it was?
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII. And, I mean, like, in a way, that's true. Like, I think a person could live with just Final Fantasy VII.
A very specific person.
Yeah. But she got it for me.
Oh, well, see, yeah. You won. I didn't get my thing.
And she still reminds me.
I still haven't forgiven Peggy for not getting me. Monstars, squid monster. Luke asks, which Mortal Kombat character do you relate to the most versus who is your spirit Mortal Kombat contestant?
Smoke.
Smoke? Why?
Yep. Because I used to go to the Kmart in South Haven, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and I knew exactly one fatality, and I would play the Mortal Kombat machine at Kmart in South Haven.
On State Line Road.
Yep. And I would beat people. I got real good at Smoke because he could shoot bombs out of his chest, and he had like a net, and he could like
he does both of those things.
He could like fly to the other side of the arena.
Well, he does do both of them in the movie. He does shoot the bombs.
And is he in Cyrex? Is he MK2? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. But he had his fatality was that I knew was that he shot like a bunch of bombs out of his chest, and he did like a victory pose, and then it cut to like a real long shot. Well, this is going to be a real, real long shot of the Earth.
You see the explosion?
And the Earth blew up. No, the entire Earth blew up. Oh, so even as like a kid, like I was drawn to the fact that this dude could just blow up the whole Earth as his fatality.
That's not a good victory.
It's not a good victory. It's the ultimate fatality if you think about
it. Yeah, it's really the end. Game over.
Who else has a better fatality?
Did you know that Scorpion's animality... And I guess it was MK3, is he turns into a penguin.
Why would he? Does he not turn into a scorpion?
No, he turns into a penguin that lays an egg that then he turns a small penguin.
Yeah.
Turns into a small penguin and lays an egg right sort of under your legs.
Okay.
That then blows up.
Into a scorpion?
No, it just blows up.
There's scorpion.
No scorpion. Even though he is, his
the
animality.
Dude's name is Scorpion.
Yes.
And it's an animality.
Right.
Well, is a scorpion an animal?
Yeah.
It's an insect, I guess.
Insects are animals.
No, I don't think so.
Not animal, the, vegetable, mineral.
All right. Well, if you're going to go like
it's
that.
It's a living thing. Yeah, it's an animal.
All right. Okay.
It's a critter.
It's an animal.
Okay. At Green Clock asks again, what movie can you quote almost all of other than Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Oh, that's for you.
Well, no, it's for both of us.
Well, I will say, I mean, this is like a super cliche answer, but in high school, I watched Monty Python
and
the Holy
exactly
Grail.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's the most quotable movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are sick of it, like, you know every line.
Even if you're like too young to even get what you're laughing at.
Right.
There's still something inherently funny about, because there's, I mean, like, the first time I saw that movie, well, one, I definitely thought it was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
Yes.
Like, I was a kid, but I also knew that there was so much of it that I didn't get, like, I didn't understand why it was funny.
Yeah.
Just, it felt inherently funny.
There were three movies that I would fall asleep to. I had them on DVD, And I would wake up the next morning and the DVD menu would be playing the same dumbass music or whatever. One of them was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And it was a big deal when that came out on DVD.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't like been out. Do you remember it had like that acetone?
I have it sitting in there.
Is that what it's called? Acetone?
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Or is it acetane?
Whatever.
I don't remember, but it was like, you know,
the clear slide, yeah. Slipcase.
I had that, and so that would replay all night. Mallrats.
Oh, man, yeah.
Which I wish I could go back in time and slap a young Kurt.
You know, I mean, for where we were at when that came out, I think it makes sense.
It does, and I'm still allowed to be embarrassed by it.
Absolutely.
And the other one was the MST3K version of Mitchell.
Heck yes.
Yeah. I watched the hell out of that. And that was the DVD. And Manos. I had those two. I would watch the Manos.
I can still hear that Manos minion.
For me, I would wake up in the morning hearing that music. I was like, this can't be healthy. To hear like over and over.
Yeah. You need that sleep timer to turn that TV off. So the DVD player is going to keep spinning all night.
Right. Like, this is not a problem people have these days because things go to sleep now. Yeah. But back in the day, in the early 2000s, when you just had a DVD player and your DVD player
was just a PS2.
Yeah, and you had a CRT TV or whatever that was like the size of your house.
Yeah.
Like, it would just stay on all night and play the freaking Manos music.
For me, the big one that I think of where I remember that menu music from a Mystery Science Theater is Girl in Gold Boots.
Oh, I've never seen that
one. Oh, man. The music on it is like this like little clip of this song that's like, oh, just like it's so burned into my memory. I've got to find that on YouTube and put it in the show.
You got to put this music on here because you know you can use like 8 seconds of any music ever.
Okay, well, hold on. If I can find the music for the Mystery Science Theater menu of Girl in Gold Boots, I will put it in.
Right? And Manos.
Definitely I can find the Manos music. But if I can find them, I'll put them in right here.
All right.
And that's how there they were if I could find them.
I'm serious. That's like a thing.
Okay.
Ask Matty Wills. I'm sure he knows.
Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Oh, easy. Guess.
I would say your favorite is Leonardo.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Put that music in there too. No, I'll show it to you. Nope. Yep. I'll show it to you. All right. And you have to drop it in there.
All right.
No, you are way off.
It's not is it Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
Always.
I hated Raphael.
He's my favorite, which is why I know you hate me.
No, oh, good.
He's the one who I most identify with.
Raphael's the easiest one to identify with. I'm the loner. I'm an outsider. Man, you still have your Ninja Turtle bro. You think they're not outsiders also? You're all Ninja Turtles.
Did you ever read the Turtle comics?
Yes, I did.
He asks.
The Archie ones?
I assume.
Or the IDW ones?
I've read some of both.
The ones that our friend Caleb Goldner has done?
Those are the most recent ones that I have read.
Yeah. That's one of the few things that I have collected in my life are the original Archie Ninja Turtle comics. Like, I still try to have those that I had as a kid. Yeah,
you keep those, even through moves and such.
And Caleb, who used to be an editor at Comics Alliance, he's doing – well, he did. I don't know if he's still doing
the current, Adventures
like the
book.
Updated. Yeah. But isn't it based off the Archie continuity from
– I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think it was. But I mean, I'm not familiar enough with the Archie continuity to say firmly on that. But I feel like the ones he was doing is like it's off the continuity of the new show. This will all get cut out.
Okay.
What soda? Zach asks, what soda would you be if you were a soda?
I don't drink soda.
Not the question.
I drink beer.
What beer would you be if you were a beer?
Oh, damn. That's a crispy Stella.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you think when you see people in Akewood shirts?
I don't really see people in Akewood shirts.
Exactly. Like, so what does your mind think of when you see somebody in an Akewood shirt?
Well,
how does it make you feel? Do you feel like I have a kinship with this person immediately, or do you?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's a cool common ground kind of thing, but I wouldn't just assume that this person is cool. There's a lot of things that I love that other people love.
And
that,
you don't like those people, or you don't have much in common with them?
I always think about Fight Club with this, because like I really like Fight Club, but and I'm not saying people are wrong, but people have different interpretations of it.
Right.
And I'm like, I feel like we don't have the same interpretation. So if you like Fight Club, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be buddies.
I feel like there's a big difference between Akewood and Fight Club, though. As far as something where it's like, it seems like you might.
It's true, but it's the kind of thing where people like a certain aspect of something.
I saw a guy wearing an Akewood shirt the other day, and I was like, I bet Kurt wouldn't like this guy, though.
Yeah.
Is what made me ask that.
People.
But I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Well, not like you wouldn't like the person, just I was like, I don't think you and this person would
get along.
Not even necessarily get along. I was just like, I don't think you guys actually, even though this is like such a fun coincidence.
And we could have something to talk about.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you guys would have much to talk about after the initial, oh, you like Akewood.
Right.
And so that's kind of what it made me think of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could have just texted
you. I love Akewood. Don't get me wrong. You know how much I love Akewood.
I know. That would be the one thing where if I tried to think of that and the Seahawks,
yeah,
I think I would go, those are your things where it's like, I think of that's stuff he actually really likes. Maybe Mary Poppins.
Yeah. I do love Mary Poppins.
Our friend at Daniel Feltz asks
who
exactly,
I love you, Dan.
Were there any comic strip ideas that you guys really wanted to do, but ultimately decided against it?
The only one that I ever remember that we kind of nixed, was we were going to do
content.
Yeah, it was for content. It was the, remember that dude, Justiniano, the comic book artist
It
came out that he like had molested a kid or something.
We had a comic with
and
that
we were going to do a comic about it. And we emailed, Jen Van Meter and because the whole issue was like, do we want to do a comic about something as serious as child molestation?
Yeah, we had
like with our dumb comic.
Yeah,
which I mean, we did some serious stuff, but like
this was not going to be a serious comic. This was like
this just felt like really weird. And like, do you want to talk about? Yeah,
it was like, yeah. Do we even? It's like this joke is sort of funny, but it was like,
is it worth it?
Yeah, is it worth like? Is this really what we want to get in? Have to like have a conversation about when it's like. There's no need for a dumb joke just, about this.
People look at our comic to like laugh or whatever, and sometimes we would bring up a social issue.
This was
like
not,
Trayvon or something like that.
Yeah.
And like I felt like in those cases we could do like a good thing where we made people feel better about
this
a situation.
Was not gonna help anything or
yeah, that was the kind of situation where it was just gross all around.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, there's a joke here, but and our joke was definitely not like in poor taste. It wasn't like
we weren't making fun of a kid or anything.
We weren't doing anything that was like good. I don't think we were doing anything that was going to upset anybody, but it was ultimately the kind of thing where
it was just wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it was just absolutely not worth it. I know there was I never would have even remembered that one. But of course,
you remember that though.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, I remember what the joke was, I think. I remember part of the joke. See, yeah, but it's like I wouldn't have remembered that, but as soon as you said it, I was like, "Oh, okay. I remember what this was going to look like." But there are ones where I was like, I know that we thought of stuff and I can't think of what they were, but I remember instances where we thought of things and then we're just kind of like, just let it go.
Right.
Just like, there's something here, but, you know, and go like for whatever reason, but yeah, nothing really that, I mean, yeah, I guess that one's the real, and you're not missing anything.
Yeah. And that was good. The advice that Jen gave us was to not do that because it's such a serious topic and the way we were going about it was – it's not like we were making – like we said, it's not like we're making fun of the kids, but it just wasn't funny and it wasn't cool.
At John Hex Lives asks
– what's up, John?
What was the first movie that we saw together?
Oh, me and you, Chris? Yeah. Do you remember? So this is something I've talked about with another mutual friend of ours, Sean. I don't remember who I go to see movies with. Like, I remember the movie. Like, I'll remember if it's something funny happens during the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we all went to see Drag Me to Hell and the girl puked next to us, which was awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I remember every time someone has puked in a movie.
That's the only time for me, but I don't know.
Well, when I've been at the movie and someone has thrown up, I feel like every time
I would hope you would remember.
Yeah. That. I mean, that's that it's, good. Well, it's happened a number of times. Man, I have no idea what the
man,
first,
that would have to have been like 2005,
2006.
I don't think you were hanging out with us when we were going to see like Transporter 2 drunk and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, but we did go see,
I think we went to see Iron Man.
Yeah, we probably saw Iron Man. That was like 2008, yeah. Though.
Iron Man went 2008, yeah. Was it? Holy bejeez.
What was that? No. What was that movie where it was like, oh, man. Is you and Sean and I went to see it. And this, I know this came out before. This was probably had to be 2006, 2007.
Okay.
And it was a movie where it felt like they had three movies in one.
Oh, it was the one where it was... I know exactly what you're talking about, and Sean would too. He just recently rewatched it and told me about it.
But yeah, that was the first. That's the I remember that may have been the first movie that I went to. It
was
drunk.
It was the movie. Oh yeah, it was a good one to go to drunk because it was.
We definitely had a good time.
Oh man, I want to say it was like a medieval movie and like then, a Mad Max movie.
Yeah, there was also cars in one section. It was like a part of this world. Was
Matthew Lillard in that?
No, I don't think so. But there was like somebody in it.
It wasn't Broadside. It was...
And there was like, oh man, I can sort of see the poster.
Yeah, well, there's a part where it starts out where it's like Mad Max, and then all of a sudden they're in like medieval land.
Yeah, and there was like...
How do you Google this?
Yeah, I don't know. There was like that woman with the face paint on the poster, and she's got like the crazy hair and like...
Yeah.
Screaming, and it was some kind of like one word, like you know,
yeah,
like
that's what I'm thinking, like Broadside, I know
Rampage,
it's not
or like Pandemic,
yeah.
Or something was it something like that, where it was like a name like you know, Contagion, even though that was a different movie.
Just type in, all right, go to Google,
all right, Google, here we are,
movie with like Mad Max stuff and medieval stuff.
It's watch that just be like the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, it's a post-apocalypse movie, so I think it's one of them.
Children of Men?
No.
Nope. World War Z? No. Nope. The Road?
No.
Nope. Snowpiercer? No. Nope.
Let me text Sean.
It's like a real forgettable name.
Oh, was it Doomsday?
Yep. Nailed it.
There it is. Yeah, there she is.
Yep, nailed it. Yep, that was it.
Doomsday. This couldn't have been the first movie we saw together, though, because it was in 2008. But, man, I sure remember the three of us going to see that.
That was an awesome movie.
So that's not what you asked, but that's the best we can do. That was
that's good enough.
And, man, yeah, I can't wait. If you've never seen this movie, you should definitely try to find and watch this movie.
I feel like that's one of those movies that's going to be lost to history, and maybe it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I've got a.
Then again, I haven't seen it since 2008.
What was Sean's take on it?
He said it was still awesome. He said we had to get drunk and watch it again.
So, what was the first movie you two disagreed widely on? I don't know, because I feel like usually when we would like kind of if we
like come around on the same thing,
yeah, or we would just kind of not talk about it if it seemed like we weren't. Vibe, if we weren't having the same vibe on it, we just kind of go like, okay, let's just not talk about this.
Yeah, I'm not a disagree kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, and we usually just have the same kind of taste.
Yeah. I mean, but well, you know, kind of going back to that thing I was saying earlier, there have been a couple times where here more recently since I've tried to be more, I'm going to split this into like two or three episodes. So it's not gonna, okay. It's going to
like 5 hours now.
You know, because I felt like we had a pretty different take on Spectre.
Oh yeah, I did not like it.
And I liked it. Yeah. So I don't know what the first one was. Nothing leaps to mind where we were like at odds.
We're never the kind of people that are gonna get each other's throat or anything.
Yeah. Though it is good that like I think we are the kind of people and I didn't understand this for a long time, but this is a thing that like friendship with you, I feel like this was a sticking point for you kind of was like that you can be a dick to your friends because they're your friends.
Right.
And it's like, we even did that comic about it where it was like, we're yelling about it in a bar.
Yeah.
And it was like,
you earn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, and you were saying, it's like in the thing you're going like, yeah, I wouldn't talk to a stranger this way. I wouldn't talk to someone I wasn't friends with this right. way. It's like, so you'd be a dick to me, but you'd be nice to a stranger.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I know you well enough to have a reason to hate you.
Right.
That kind of thing. Let's see. People were very tickled about, I tweeted that 21 minutes into the show, and you bring up 9/11.
Oh yeah.
And someone, he says, at Einar Mason says, say what you will, the man stays on brand. Zach said, oh, hey, good for him. That's a new personal record. Oh, there was one that I wanted to,
hey, 9/11's a big deal.
It was a very big deal. At Dr. Magnificent asks, or he says, my only question is, can we be friends again?
Yeah, sure. We're always friends. I'll be friends with anybody. And I mean, that sounds crappy.
Like, well, it makes it sound completely unspecial.
Right. Like, who cares if I'm friends with you?
But is there a but there?
No.
And
I'll be friends with Dr. Mediocre. Get out of here, Dr. Magnificent. Who do you think you are?
Oh, that's that.
You're not King Oblivion, all right?
King Oblivion, PhD.
Hey, I know he didn't go to medical school for nothing.
Man, this has got to be the most play Matt Wilson has ever got.
No, we're getting Matt Wilson. He's got his new book coming out. He's got to plug us on there.
We got to, do you remember that time when those people wanted us to write that book that would be very much in Matt's wheelhouse?
Yeah, we thought about it and we submitted some stuff, but it just didn't work.
Well, yeah, I think that was
something I told Matt about it later, really guiltily. Really? Yeah, I felt really bad.
Well, I didn't think that he had come out with his yet, that first one.
He hadn't, but like he had told us he was doing something like that.
Well, and we didn't, those people that approached us, man, you
had
some
nothing
real,
to do with.
Yeah, you're getting some real inside baseball stuff here. Like somewhat, I mean, because Joel Pretty recommended us to that publisher.
Right.
And then the editor or whatever came to us. I thought it was, I think the deal was like where it broke down was that then the editor that we were dealing with like got fired or left.
Yeah, she did something.
Something like
remember.
That. And then like, then we were dealing, the new person that came in was just like, yeah, we're going in a different direction with that now.
Yeah, I told Matt about that at some point because I was like, I felt kind of, like I told you earlier, I felt guilty about weird stuff.
Yeah.
That was an
awesome save.
Self-edit.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And Matt was just like, okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Whatever.
All right, and this will be the last one. At Franz Ferdinand 2.
Okay. What happened to Franz Ferdinand 1?
Yeah, what happened to him? Well, I think we know what happened to him.
Oh, boy, he got shot to death.
Yep. Way to go, World War. instead of saying goodbye, will you yell, never the end? Also, what is the best smell?
Ooh, that's a good question. What's a good smell? All right, well, so you have to think about it in two ways. All right, what is the best objective smell and what is the best subjective smell? So, subjectively, I would say my favorite smell is bleach.
Wow, what?
Yeah, I know.
Explains a lot.
What? I don't know what that means, but because it reminds me of being at my dad's animal clinic, which I used to work at. My dad was a veterinarian.
Quit bragging.
PhD. and we would have to clean a lot of the stuff with bleach a lot because animals are gross.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nostalgic
smell. Here comes a gross animal now.
Also, I like to drink bleach.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got that kind of thing going for me too.
I mean, you've admitted earlier.
Objectively.
Bleach gets you drunk, right?
Yeah, it does. Go get some. There's some in there right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No big deal. We'll do bleach shots.
April told me to make sure you drink some bleach. Your wife really wanted me to make sure you drink a lot of bleach.
Really
tonight.
Insistent about this bleach.
I don't know what it was about, but objectively, what is the best smell? That's a good question.
I think my favorite smell is
popcorn.
No, definitely not popcorn. I actually don't like the way popcorn smells.
Okay.
Maniac. The yeah. I think my favorite smell would probably be something in the cinnamon area.
Okay. That's a good one.
Because I like if it's cinnamon rolls, something like that with food where you smell the cinnamon, that's great. But also I really love when it's Christmas time and you walk into places and they've got those like cinnamon sticks. Brush things and sticks and stuff. And you can just you walk into like Kroger and they've got all those set up by the entrance
that's
pretty
and you good.
Walk in and it just smells like cinnamon.
That's like great. Christmas smell.
Yeah.
One time when I was a kid at Boy Scout camp, there was a big lake. And the counselors told me I was the best swimmer in my class. And not a lot of people know this. I was a really good swimmer. Still am, I guess. I haven't swum in a while. But I'm assuming I am. Because swimming skills don't really go away. I've got the instinct. That's what they always said.
Right. when you were training. Yeah. Did you have your swimming badge?
Oh, yeah. I had all the swimming badges. Like
dive.
Yeah, dive, like distance, time.
Have we ever talked about being in the Boy Scouts?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because we were both in the Boy Scouts. It's never come up.
So, sorry. The counselors told me, no.
I wasn't trying to derail you. I was just like, oh, that's interesting.
Go ahead. We should talk about that sometime.
No, we shouldn't. I really don't think we should. There's no point.
I'm never going to see you again.
So. Yeah, exactly. As soon as you walk out that door, I'm just like, oh, Kurt died. That?
He's gone.
So sad.
He's gone.
That's what I have to do to like emotionally set myself right to move on is like when people leave my life like that and then never talk to me again.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, sometimes you got to just go, he died.
So April's just dead.
Yeah.
She's been gone.
Anytime, for like so, I'm like a baby, you know, when you cover your face and then I can't see. Anytime someone leaves the room, I have to emotionally just
detach.
I have to detach and they died. It's so sad. And then when they come back, I get to be pleasantly surprised.
That's probably a good way to go about living.
Yeah. Everyone's dead if I can't look at them. If I'm not looking at you right now, you're dead.
Well.
So right now, the only people on the earth that are alive are Kurt.
And Roxy.
Yeah. Not a people, but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I can't see Roxy, though.
She's
hidden underneath the.
She's over there dead.
She's dead. This is going to be real sad when I have to do the episode about when she dies and I'm sad about it. She old. So you're the best swimmer.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you guys could have seen his face.
But no, one time the older kids, and when I say older, I was like 12 and they were like 15. They were like.
I feel like that's quintessentially the older kids.
Yeah, when you're a kid, when you're that age.
15 all is like.
It's like ancient.
Yeah, 15 is like the perfect older kids age.
They were like, hey, Kurt, the bottom of the lake smells like popcorn. And I was like,
I wondered how this is going to tie in.
I was
in.
Like, whoa, yeah.
I got to check that out.
And so I went to the bottom of the lake. And I breathed in.
Right. Like you do.
And it was only after I had done that that I thought to myself,
oh,
sometimes adults lie.
This is how they've tricked me into killing myself.
Well. That's how that goes.
Yeah, well, that's the end of me.
But I just think about how sweet and innocent I was to think that I could smell something underwater. Right. Hey, they told me I could.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Why would they lie to you about that?
Sweet boy. Sweet boy.
Sweet boy. Well, this has been so much fun. This is going to be a huge nightmare to try to edit, but it's going to be, I'm glad that we did this. This is the longest we've ever got to do like a podcast. We've been on several famous episodes of War Rocket Ajax.
Yeah.
This was super fun. Thank you so much for doing this, before you leave.
Yeah.
Right now is when See You at the Crossroads starts playing.
You can play 8 seconds of it.
Yeah. I'll play 8 minutes of it.
You get sued.
Come at me. Come find me.
Come find
Bone me. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You're going to find the thug is coming after you.
So,
and here comes Harmony right behind him.
Thank you so much, Kurt, for being here. Guys, I hope you have enjoyed this as much as I have. Kurt, I hope you had a good time.
I did.
Yeah. It was fun seeing that movie with you, for sure. And now everyone will have a record of the last movie we ever saw together.
Right. Because one of us will die.
Yeah.
Just the way before, things go.
Before we're... Oh, wait, when do you leave?
Are you Durotan or are you Lothar in our relationship? They never got to meet in the movie. That was messed up.
Yeah, they never even met.
Well, they kind of fought against each other, but they should have met.
They didn't really have
They should have met, right?
Oh, wait, they had that moment where they kind of, they were both there when they had that meeting where
but he's just talking. But they should have had more of a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a better movie.
For sure. Anyway. I don't even know if this is the episode where it will we will have still been talking about Warcraft.
Okay.
But that's fine. Yeah, I hope you had a good time. Oh, shoot. There was something in there that I was really going to say, and now it slipped away. So sad.
Just like
life. Oh, when do you leave?
July 5th.
July 5th. So, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You do have one last opportunity to go see what could potentially be a fun, important movie with me.
What?
And that is the live Riff Tracks next week on Tuesday, I think, of the Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, the reunion
the
with Joel.
The full reunion with Joel.
They had the poster up at the movie theater.
That whole thing. That's next week. And which, for those of you who don't know, if you get the first Riff Tracks Live DVD, Kurt and April and myself and our friend Joel are featured prominently.
Can you like take screenshots of that or something? Dude, please do that. I would love that.
Why don't you just get a copy?
I don't have one. You've got one.
Well, okay.
Just do it for me.
Yes. But I mean, like, don't you want to have that memento of that experience we had?
I'll torrent it. I'll torrent our experience.
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm also in the Gorillaz DVD.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The Demon Days.
But I'm in two there DVDs. For that, so,
yeah.
Go f*** yourself. if you guys get that, it's the, what is it? I think it's Plan 9.
Yeah.
You see us a bunch in that DVD.
All right, I got to get that.
Yeah, it's funny just because it's like, just because we were sitting, we happened to just be sitting right in front of the camera where they, we didn't know they were going to put the cameras there, but every time they cut to the audience, it's us.
What a great joke.
I'm having so much fun. But that would be a...
I got to meet Lotax. That was one of the highlights of my life.
I got to meet Mike and Kevin and Bill, and most importantly, got to meet Bridget Nelson.
Yep.
Mike Nelson's wife, who I've had a crush on since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. But if you're still here, and this may all get cut out, so who knows. But if you're still, you know.
Let's go do it.
Let's do it. It'll be the first and only time all those people will be together.
Hell yeah.
So everybody, thank you so much. Follow the show at KICTM Podcast on Twitter. Send us your emails and any, all that kind of good stuff, at keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. Thank you so much to everyone who has already done that. Leave us a review, leave us 5 stars, all those kind of things. Subscribe, tell a friend, man. It helps when you guys tell your friends if you like the show. That'll all get cut out. I'm trying to think of all the stuff I'm supposed to tell people to do at the end, but we have been talking for so long now. But yeah, this is so much fun, guys. Thank you. Thank you to everybody. I'm glad that if nothing else, I'm glad I've done this podcast just so we got to have this, this evening, which was a lot of fun. And I will especially appreciate listening back to Once You're Dead. And
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. And so, guys, I'll leave you with this. Me too. Yeah. Me too. If nothing else, honestly, I don't care if people like it because it's true. Like, this has been, I've really enjoyed doing it. And it's like, but I think that when that happens, it shows.
Right. There's that whole thing where, like, if you enjoy doing something, other people will enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Hooters, hooters. I'm so clever.